I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. This is Valley Focus on WISS. And today I have Manohar Singh, who is the newest chancellor at UWO, University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh.
Oh, this will be my 116th day today.
116th day. You're counting by days.
Because they're so exciting. So every day is a beautiful day. And I know how blessed I am to be able to count in my chest of treasures.
Coming in as the new chancellor for UWO, I know that we'll talk a little bit about what you see as the future for the university, but I want to introduce you to the community, so to speak. So tell me a little bit about Manohar. I want to know about you. Where do you come from?
Well, I am a wanderer with a purpose, and the purpose is to spread the joy of discovery and knowledge and education through being an educator myself. I am a first-generation college student, so I understand the impact that education can have on our lives and also on the lives of our communities. The parents were refugees from Pakistan when in 1947 they divided the country, and we as Sikhs came to India in 1947. I was born in 1965, so I did not go through that trauma, but my mom and dad did, and we were seven brothers. And mom and dad made sure that we go to school naked, hungry, or cold and get our education. And the most beautiful ending of this story of my life is that out of the seven brothers, two of them just retired as Supreme Court justices in Indian states. I am a chancellor of a university in the best nation in the world. Three other brothers of mine were just marvelous, successful, conscientious leaders in their own fields back in India. And thanks to mom and thanks to dad's sacrifices and thanks to education. So I think I am the very core of my representing a student and then representing an educator. And that's my personality. And I'm very proud to be in this calling of mine to teach and to be educators.
When you started your career as an educator, did you start as wanting to educate at the college level?
I did, actually. I recall when I was in my first year of honors school in India, in Punjab, one of the topics was presentation to our professor in the classroom. And at the end of the presentation, he said, "Your presentation was very long, Manohar, but I do see a very successful professor in you." Then I asked my mom, and then she said to me, "Let me check on your elementary school things." And then she was able to see a document about third or fourth grade in which they just had surveys as to what you want to do. I didn't even know probably at that time what professors do. I just said professor. And that's what I have done for the last 30 years. And right now as a chancellor, I also have the privilege of being a full professor of finance.
I was just going to ask you what your study focus was. So it's finance, which a little bit of transparency here. I have a second degree. My first degree is in journalism and English. My second degree is in business administration, focus on marketing. And when I first went in back to school, I was going to go in for accounting and finance. That is a very tough.
I do hear a lot that it seems a tough one, and there are parts that are tough and there are parts that are not. And I'm not a mathematics genius, so I avoided the tough parts, but I was able to kind of squeeze through the doctorate program. But you're absolutely right. There are some very high intense theoretical and applied math in economics and in finance. But it's such a joy because you are able to make decisions based upon economic resources optimization,
right,
whether it is finance. And then, of course, people want to see where the companies are doing, what the firms are doing, where the stock market is going, what the interests are doing for buying the houses. It's everyday life that's around. So I think that's probably many of us get, for the lack of better word, enticed toward finance. And then we find it's a little tough, so we move on to other things. But nonetheless, it's joy.
And finance is one of those things that, as you said, encompasses economics in addition to accounting and business and all that, but economics specifically. And then you get into the minutiae of the forecasting forward and all of that. So kudos to you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Impressed on that as it is. But then when did you start developing your love for administration on the administration level? I mean, being a professor of finance, I know you love that, but administrating is a little bit of a different animal.
It is. It is. And I'm blessed to be able to, I want to believe that I'm a little creative. And I'm born Libra, and Libras are known to be a little creative and little out of the box thinkers, if you would. And in extreme cases, a little crazy, if you would, and their thought process is limitless. And I think when you learn economics and you learn business and finance and you have a creative mind, you become entrepreneurial. And that streak of entrepreneurship was in higher education lacking in some institutions. And my chancellor looked at me and said, Manohar, you can help us solve this problem. And that was in 2013. They wanted me to serve as the coordinator of their business program to build some enrollments and to bring some financial stability. That was at Penn State, Abington campus. And that was an encouraging sign. And we did work there for 2 years. And that really was my first foray into administration. And I just loved it for two reasons. One, my creativity could be unleashed there. And my training in strategy and finance was helpful in that sense. Then I met a lot of people, which is what I love talking. And your interview today will tell you that how much I would love to talk. But one thing led to another. I was seen as a successful business and social sciences division head at Penn State Abington. Ended up to go to the deanship because that was an opportunity in California. I had another opportunity at Southern Connecticut in New Haven, Connecticut as a dean of the grad school. And we built strong enrollments, 39% or so in 3 years. Then the chancellor at Connecticut State University Systems looked at my record and said, Manohar, would you want to lead Western Connecticut State University as the president?
We'll continue our conversation with UWO Chancellor Manohar Singh when we return to Valley Focus later. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. This is Valley Focus on WISS. We continue our conversation now with UW Oshkosh Chancellor Manohar Singh.
Then the chancellor at Connecticut State University Systems looked at my record and said, Manohar, would you want to lead Western Connecticut State University as the president? I said, well, I had never thought, dreaming in India when I was begging my mom to let me go to the U.S. And we were not very rich. It was a struggle. But at that time, I just wanted a Mercedes. That was my dream. That's it. And then I connected the dot with my professor's word that you can be a professor. And I knew that PhD is tough, but it will give me the opportunity to go and realize my Mercedes dream, right? I wanted to live in an air-conditioned home that has carpets. And, you know, that's the American dream.
It is.
And I think I have lived my American dream from the day I landed in Southern Illinois, Carbondale, very proud alum of Southern Illinois Salukis. But it is limitless for a person with me who is from India, first generation. I wear my attire, my turban, and all visible signs of not being from the U.S., but still being hardcore American in my values, in my work ethics, in my love for democracy, in my being America, being the beacon of hope and political awareness and strength and economic prosperity. I think as an administrator, I have found my calling at Western Connecticut State University when I saw what my creativity can do for the next generations. How many other more people can we bring into our fold, just like I was brought into a fold? And here at Oshkosh, the biggest attraction for this job was that 40%+ of students is first generation and Pell Grant eligible. So here I am, not only living the dream for me, but also hopefully contributing to the next generations and to the nation that I chose to be my motherland.
I have to ask before we get too far and before I forget, did you get your Mercedes?
Oh my God. So this is a story. You may not have time to put it on your show all the long, but so I finished my PhD in 3 years and I was like, I just want to be done with my studies and buy a Mercedes. Long Island, I was in University of New Hampshire as a visiting professor of finance. That was December 1999. And I started interviewing for permanent jobs. So visiting was only for 1 year. So I was interviewing at Long Island University in Long Island CW Post. And December 24th, they made me an offer, verbal. No contracts, yes. And they said, Manohar, we would love to offer this job to you. You will start your job next August. Okay. So the paycheck will be not there till next 9 months. But I had a verbal offer and I want to qualify. Verbal mean no contract yet.
Right.
That was 24th of December. What a beautiful Christmas gift I got. And then on December 26th, I had a used Mercedes ML350. Bought it for $32,000. And during those days, the emails and Googles were not there. So I clicked a picture and sent it posted by mail to my mom and dad.
You did get your
Mercedes. As soon as I got a permanent verbal offer, I said, time to move on to the next one.
I love that so much. Yes. We've talked a little bit about where you're from and how you became. Let's look at UWO. What brought you to, of all places, Oshkosh, Wisconsin?
Well, my love affair, I call it, with the American dream started in Southern Illinois in Carbondale. And the fascinating part was, just like we talk about first love was Midwest. And I cannot forget the drive from St. Louis to Carbondale. St. Louis was the airport where I landed. It mm-hmm. was 12 o'clock at night. I had a 2-year-old boy in my lap and my wife, and the shuttle brought us to Southern Illinois, Carbondale. And the people that I met in the very first 10 minutes just stole my heart. And I fell in love with people in Midwest. And, you know, I thought I found my family. Despite all the diversity I brought into being from India, being not having the American accent and not looking like one from Carbondale, Illinois, they just embraced me. And Oshkosh, Wisconsin, as soon as they came on surface with the job opening, the search firm reached out to me and I said, Oshkosh it is. And I had a feeling, Lisa, I'm a very God-centric person. Mm-hmm. As soon as Steve called me, I really knew that there was another headhunter in that firm, Vicky Henderson. I'm giving the names. You may want to keep them or you may not want to keep them. But Vicky and I had connected about 10 years back. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that this firm has Vicky Henderson and I, and it's about Oshkosh and Midwest, I said, there is a sign there. And when the interview happened, my belief in the beauty and my love for the human beauty of Midwesterners just propped up. And I said, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get the job. And I was blessed. I was fortunate. Thanks to people who are interviewing me. And here I am.
That is so good. I'm so glad that you... embracing the Midwest is a lot of people, you've seen it. You've been in the East and in the West and, you know, and I've lived in the South. There is nothing like the Midwest. It is very much a different culture.
And agreed.
The people are so wonderful. So you're now here at UWO. You've been here for, as you said, 116 days. What are you seeing as the things that you want to do, the marks you want to make on the university?
Yeah, I would consider myself successful in my calling and rising up to my own expectations if I can bring financial stability to the institution, which over the last few years has suffered significantly. $18.5 million deficit is the most recent one.
We'll continue our conversation with UWO Chancellor Manohar Singh when we return to Valley Focus later. Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News, and this is Valley Focus. We're continuing our conversation with UW-Oshkosh Chancellor Manohar Singh.
I would consider myself successful in my calling and rising up to my own expectations if I can bring financial stability to the institution, which over the last few years has suffered significantly. $18.5 million deficit is the most recent one. But good news is that this year we are balanced in budget. Next year's projections are balanced in budget.
Good.
The financial stability is driven by enrollments and tuition revenue on one hand, and then how prudently are we using our economic resources. So we have found significant amount of economic efficiencies and cost are being contained very effectively, and that's where you will see that we are able to balance the budgets. But at the same time, cutting is not a solution for good. So we need a sustainable growth of revenue, and that's where the enrollments are building. And when we talk about building enrollments, so we have stabilized at University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. We are building upon graduate enrollment, as I would want to highlight, 17% increase in the incoming class. Transfers, students are up by about 4%. Honors class in the 3 years continues to grow up in size. And then we are expanding a lot more into new program territories, especially on engineering and artificial intelligence and most advanced technological healthcare and education. And then at the same time, the graduate and focus would be on international enrollments. The additional focus would be retaining the students that we recruit. Mm-hmm. And that process requires a very coordinated, systematic, strategic action plan, and which we are not only building upon for the next 4 years or so. We will be following a very collaboratively designed vision for where the university needs to be. But the biggest one is maintaining the growth in enrollment. We'll be having a new strategic marketing plan, new geographic areas that we'll be expanding, new programs in academic areas, responding to the workforce needs, responding to the talent needs of our local businesses. One of the major things I think I will consider myself successful only if I'm able to achieve that, and that is bringing the university to the doors of the community. I want to be the one who would bring my faculty, my staff, my colleagues to rural farmland and work with farmers, work with dairy farmers to help them increase the productivity of their work. Mm-hmm. We bring three things to the rural and remote communities in Wisconsin. One is schools, education. Mm-hmm. And I understand remote areas, we need to be more present there.
Yeah.
Bringing technology, Wi-Fi, so that if there is remote work, remote education possibility, we should be able to. So that'll be my second. So schools, strong Wi-Fi connectivity, and then healthcare. Mm-hmm. My faculty, my colleagues, my nurses, my students will want to go and provide those services to the areas that are remote.
Right.
And whether it is volunteer, whether it is collaborating with healthcare providers, we are exploring all those possibilities. And that's what university should look like and what our mission is. And when you say, where are we going with this new strategic plan? Being financially stable, being of avail to the communities, and provide the talent to the local businesses and local not-for-profit organizations, and being able to produce conscientious, aware leaders for tomorrow to keep us as a nation at the forefront of whether it is scientific discovery or if it is national defense or if it is just opening minds and opening hearts in terms of philosophy and in terms of languages and logic and math education, so that we as citizens of this great country feel proud of ourselves and live a life as promised in, by our forefathers, the joy of pursuing our liberty and happiness.
Is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't talked about?
Well, I just want to highlight that Oshkosh is a very beautiful community, and it takes a village, and this is a beautiful village. I have had a chance of meeting civic leaders, chambers of commerce. I have met with elected leaders. I had a chance to meet with Speaker Robin Voss. I had a chance to meet with the Senate majority and Senate minority leaders. I've also met with several local legislators and senators. What I want to say is that all these people are so invested in the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh that I only see us going upwards and onwards. And I have no plans to move anywhere. This probably is where I would want to call myself as my home. And as I mentioned earlier, I have a professorship here that I would want to go back to classroom when I feel a calling at that moment. Right now, I am doing a work that I'm committed to expanding the influence and impact of education. So thank you. I wanted to make sure that I thank you for putting my voice in the larger public. Lisa, you're doing a divine work because you are giving voice to those who may not otherwise get a chance to be heard, mm-hmm. number one. And I am that voice on behalf of my students. They want nothing more than a peaceful life, a life of dignity and pride, a life that they can say that they were relevant to the community and they contributed, a life that they can live free of worries, whether they're economic or political. And that is my request to all of you, that please keep helping our students as you have always kindly been doing this as a community. We are awesome here as a community. The village is beautiful. And I stand here as a chancellor with a deep gratitude forever. And I am going to walk wherever you want me to walk with you every step of the way.
Chancellor Manohar Singh of UW Oshkosh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Valley Focus, a feature of WISS News. I'm Lisa Hale, Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for Civic Media and WISS.